So, in lieu of that, I find, as far as my concern, the Board of Appeals, there's nothing we can do but remand it to the planning board for that regard to come up with actual findings of facts and conclusions of law and that's supported by their testimony. We don't really know why they denied it, other than I guess a general feeling. And that doesn't serve here, and it doesn't serve the public, or it doesn't serve the applicant. That's my feeling on appeal number one. On appeal number two, I agree that there was findings of facts and conclusions, and that they cited in their denial only section 15C5. Whether, and I see that Mr. Gibbons' argument is that, well, they stopped there because that's what they stopped at. Unfortunately, that's not what a board is called to do. They should review all the criteria for approval or denial. And the fact that they did not only serves to say that they did not fulfill their duty. I agree that with the argument of the applicant that they did misinterpret the ordinance. I was on the planning board in the Lentine case, so that's how far back I go. and while the citations on that are correct, and that's one of the reasons why the ordinance it says longer. It could be written a little bit better to make sure that it was clear, but it is clear to have to do with the facilities as far as longer. So I believe the planning board misinterpreted the ordinance specifically when it came to Section 15C5. They were comparing a use rather than the length or size in evaluating the ordinance. The ordinance does not state regarding whether a use is allowed on that. It states specifically that use is allowed. In fact, it's allowed in every zone in our shoreline zone on wharf, whether it's seasonal or permanent, is allowed with planning board approval and review. So it is not up to this board, my feeling is, to decide whether the facility is too long or adequate. That is a planning board prerogative. We're not conducting a de novo hearing. In other words, a new hearing with new testimony, whether a float is larger or is too large or too long, whatever. I do believe that that's the planning board prerogative for that, and it was properly to be done. I'm going on a little bit, but I want to make it clear that the comp plan, that there was a lot of testimony about the comp plan, a lot of testimony from the Conservation Commission statements, they are not law. And they are not enforceable. They are guidelines. The planning board has to act based on the ordinance. Now, if significant known people or the comp plan people or the Conservation Commission or a number of people from the general public think that our ordinances should be amended to reflect more specifically some issues regarding a specific area that needs to be rezoned or restrictions put on it, then that's the avenue to take, to go to the planning board, get revisions to the ordinance, and have the body, which is the town, to vote on those. We can't legislate from the planning board, pick up the law. So that's my feeling there, that I am concerned that the planning board does need to review specifically Section 16 of the ordinance, which the applicant did address those in the second application. I don't find anything in the record that anything was rebutted or commented on that specifically after their testimony. He went through, after he addressed 15C5, he went to Section 16, And I went right down through with very little interruption and really no comments, questions, or anything. I went and further on down through when they actually made a decision. The only thing that's cited is Section 15C5. So we're left with the fact that I think there's an incomplete review there in that regard. One more thing I'd like to state before anybody opens comments is that if indeed that this board remands grants the appeal and remands it back to the planning board, if that's indeed what they end up doing, I would suggest that they make it in direction, not necessarily direction to grant permit, which I don't feel is a good thing to do. But I do think that they need to consider when they review the other things that they did not review properly under Section 16, is that there are a lot of areas in this town that are moderately to high waterfall areas and wading areas. Many areas. My property is. I have float. My whole cove has 4 floats in it that people have floats on. And they've been granted, they've had permits. And I find it hard to believe that just the fact of a float with other considerations does not conform to the ordinance. So.
Very good. I know we've talked about the 16 section for a while, and I did want to just point it out to the members that it was brought up by Mr. Katsipikas that that was part of one of their submissions, that they addressed all those issues, and Mr. Gibbons had brought up 16-2, and apparently it's been bandied around already a little bit, so we won't consider it directly, but it's obviously been part of the record. Anybody else? No?
I think our opinions are, certainly my opinion has been spoken to.
Okay. Any more discussion? Well, as you guys will explain it to him, as Todd was correctly, we have we can deny the appeal. Since we're putting it together, it's my interpretation, denial is a denial vote. We can accept the appeal and move it back to the planning board. And as Bill has stated, if we decide to do that as part of it, we should probably understand we should have maybe a couple of suggestions, since it seems clear to us, but we're not sure of all of the, given the facts here, we're not sure of the whole decision-making process by the planning board on this particular item. I think we have the possibility of passing it. I don't think that's a good idea. That would set a huge precedent. We're used to having the planning board set the table for us, and we decide whether we like it or not, I guess. So, no more discussion. I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we put it to a vote.
Okay, and your motion would be to accept the appeal?
To accept the appeal and send it back.
Okay.
Without a recommendation.
Just to see, you might want to be more specific. And just maybe to follow up on the chair's comments, I think you accurately stated it. You could vote to deny it, in which case it's dead and they'd have to go to Superior Court. There are a couple issues I think you need to be careful, because you've already laid them out. There's the first appeal. You might want to handle the two separately in separate motions, perhaps, because you might have different results. So the first application, for example, I think what I heard Mr. Reinhart say is that ought to go back for further findings, and that's pretty much the end of it. I haven't heard anything different. So that's one way to handle that one. On the second one, there's a little bit of discussion, so you want to be clear. Are you finding that the planning board committed an error when it did not consider only the length in 15C5? And there are probably two ways you could go with that, and that's where it gets a little tricky. You can say that the finding is that the evidence does not support that the length interferes with the uses in the code, or you could set it back for a specific finding, for further findings on the length issue, and say you only deal with the length, and when you deal with the length this time, you have to find specifically whether it's the length that interferes with the use of the code. And then I think the other part of the hearing also is the issue of also further findings on Section 16. So Section 15 and Section 16 seem to be are two separate things. Mm-hmm. And really what you have is a decision on 15C5 that you need to address. And then you have, almost no decision on 16, and I think what you're saying is send that back to rule on all the other criteria. So if I sufficiently muddy that, I think the best way to deal with it is to have separate motions on the two separate appeals and be very specific when you send it back as to what they're to do, whether you've made a decision on Section 15 mm-hmm. or if you still need them to decide Section 15, and then what to do with the Section 16 criteria.
We probably ought to have a little bit more discussion then. On at least now that you've clarified that.
Richard didn't get a second, so on that basis, they would be involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Regarding the second appeal, I mean, having to do with 15C5, what are the opinions? I have mine, but I mean, what's the opinion having to do with whether
the statute being proved?
Length, do you think they reviewed or their decision was correct? I think they misinterpreted the ordinance.
Well, I think they erred in their decision. Right. That's my view.
And they made no facts of why they made that decision. So you're not really sure if they thought it was too long to quote or. You're guessing.
Right. We don't know that, but do we want to make a finding, like it was just suggested, that the flow is
sufficient
and is in character of the area,
area and the community.
Do we want to make that finding, or do we want that also to be remembered? Is that what you were saying?
Also, the issue is whether Statute 16 can be even revisited at this point. Because they didn't make their decision based on that whatsoever.
There was testimony of it, but not by
reason.
It didn't come out in the finding of the facts.
Right, yeah. So we have to make our best estimation of what happened.
Yeah.